Pleasure to host you all here at X29 regional event here in Tauranga. I'm joined on the stage with Victor and Mari Moore, and they are here up from Hastings, and they are part of Church in Hard Places initiative. And I wanted to give them a bit of time. Victor, I gave a few days' notice, and Mari, I just told her before. and what my hope was to just show you who are some of the church planters are already starting works across Aotearoa, give you an opportunity to see them, meet them, have a chat with them after this and maybe in the morning break. And then also like kind of give you some time to consider those three things that had already been mentioned about praying, about supporting, about joining, however that might work. Because what would be really cool is to be able to do something tangible in the area of church planting, not just talk about it at a conference. I've got a couple of questions here to ask you guys and just to hear a bit about your story as well. So I'd be keen to just tell us who you are, where you're at, what's happening in the life of your church plant, your team, those sorts of things. If you want to give us a general info intro, that'd be awesome.
Cool, thank you. Those were the questions you sent out, so I've got to make it up. kia ora everyone. I'm Victor, my wife Mari. Kids, yep, we have two kids, 16-year-old son and 11-year-old daughter. Live in Hastings. Yeah, I'm part of the Church in Hard Places apprenticeship. We and a couple of other guys here that I've met last night, we were at a Church in Hard Places conference up in Auckland over a year ago. We sat there and I was just blown away with their presentation, thinking, man, I could do that, and we need that, and our people need that, our families, our community. So we put our request forward and got accepted. As I said, there's two apprentices in New Zealand, myself and another guy down in Christchurch for Church in Hard Places. We've just been blown away with, we really appreciate everything that's come through that, the opportunity to train, things that we wouldn't be able to do. So we're really appreciative of that. And we're looking to go out and plant a church sometime next year, maybe halfway through. We're in the process of planning, preparing. We've got a core team of 11 adults and 12 kids represented between us, range from myself and someone else, a 16-year-old, all the way down to a newborn, lots of younger ones actually. So yeah, what led us on this journey, well, we've always seen the need. We've both grown up, had connections back to the Māori Brethren kind of church background, where my grandmother's generation, there were strong Māori preachers who were preaching in the Māori Brethren churches. One by one, most of them have died off. I think all of them have now, all by one. And although they were great preachers and gospel preachers, we remember being kids sitting on the floor and stuff and listening to them preaching. They never passed it on. There was no discipling. Our parents' generation, a lot of them have just gone all over the place and kind of left. And our generation have left as well, left the church and their faith. And I guess, so we've seen the need for years. 6 years ago, we changed churches. I sat at my pastor's office and he was talking to us about what we were about. And we said we'd love to see a work towards Māori PIs, but also just in, our kind of families. We've always seen the need and I've always said, not me. Someone else go and I'll join them, but I never ever wanted to lead. The pastor, we were sitting with a pastor, and he goes, you know, maybe the reason God's led you here so that we can train you up, we can equip you, and then you can go out and do it. And I was like, I'm not going out. No, what about someone else? 6 years later to today, that pastor has resigned as a pastor. He's focusing more on training and equipping, which is he's so gifted at and so good at, and he's joining us on our church plant.
He's always seen that, and it's funny because Victor talks about nah, not us. I mean, it was nah, not us, as in one of the things I loved about Victor when I met him is he had no aspirations for ministry, full-time ministry, because I had no aspirations for it either. I grew up in a Christian family, and my father was an elder in a Māori Brethren church, and so I just knew what leadership looked like, and people are mean. You know, people are mean to leaders, and I was like, oh, stuff that, I'm not going to be in that position. I'll just be the mean one. No. but it, because I knew what that looked like. I knew what ministry looked like. And so I remember thinking, oh, I'm not marrying somebody who's into pastoral ministry. And he wasn't, because he was too busy trying to make the All Blacks, or now he's trying to make the Tongan League team. And so I think about this moment and I just go, oh man, God's got a sense of humour. Because we
Because everything we said, we don't want to do this, don't want to do this, but God's just always opened doors, challenged us.
And I really, I was telling Ellen last night, I was like, man, because I'm really adverse to being a pastor's wife. And so I'm even trying to come up with a Māori name, so we don't even have to use that P word. I just want it to be something else. But it's just, we had all these kind of, I think because we've seen things and expectations and what things look like, but we just want to be people. We love people when we love God, and so we just want to serve people. And I know that that's what happens, but there is still this like, oh, don't look at me because I don't have any flash verses that come flying out of my mouth.
But it has been, it's just, this has been just the next step in our Christian walk. Yep. And God has challenged us all the way through. We've come home and, oh, look, I've been asked to join the elders. What? Never wanted to be an elder. What are we going to do?
So,
and all these kind of things, all those challenges, and God's just met them and brought us to the place where we are, and we're just like, no, this is just our next step. So we're gunning for it. We've been for the last 14 years in most of the European churches. We've been the sprinkle wall of brown, and no one else. And we've been to conferences every year.
I keep saying
we're
the pioneers. We walk in, and it's like, man, we're the only ones. It's so lonely. And you just feel disappointed. And it's not the church's fault. I want to make that clear. The churches we've gone to are awesome. They love people and they love God. But just our peeps won't walk in there. And it's just so disheartening. And you're just like, please. And, oh, no, it's not for us. Or
they walk through the door and then, okay, after service, it's here.
They never talk
about God or church again.
So we just we've recognised that there's a few reasons for that. And this is where we're hoping this church plant will help with that.
And so connecting in with Church in Hard Places, so it was a year ago you went and saw the presentation. What has the network, the support, what has Church in Hard Places done and meant for you guys on your journey for setting up the church plant?
Oh, everything really, because we weren't even thinking, wasn't even in my framework of doing this until that workshop. So that really started. So we've been doing the apprenticeship for a year now. It's a two-year apprenticeship, so another year to go. It's given us tools. It's given us a network of brothers around the world who we're on Zoom together once a month. We're WhatsApp all the time, checking up prayer requests, talking to each other, sharing things. We've got the mentors like the Mez and lots of others around the world. I got sent to the X conference gathering earlier this year with some of the guys here, and I was just blown away. And just having that, wow, this is just not just us struggling in our little corner of the world. Yeah. We're part of God's doing something massive around the world, and we get to be part of that. Yeah. Wow. So that just blew my mind. At the gathering, often tears come out of my eyes. It's like, wow, just blown away, and which makes us want to keep going. Yeah. Great teaching, great to see so many people doing the same thing, wanting and already done the same thing, and learning from what they've learnt from it. I couldn't have got it anywhere else. The other pastor, he's got all the material, and so he's leaving me to just work and do the apprenticeship, and I'm doing some other stuff as well on the side, and he's really doing all the planning and stuff.
Last question here. What do you need? What can we be doing for you? Doug Logan up there doing his pray, give, join. What's some specific things that we can help you do? Give what?
So we have a tentative date that the church will hear on Sunday, like maybe June, July, an actual part. So we don't have any money or have a building. So Victor will be bivocational, so he will work, and so will Rob. So will I. So I'm making changes to my life in order to work more so that hopefully can free Victor up a little bit. So it's just I think for me, a prayer, because what that means is I'm actually going into full-time study for 1 year next year. So yeah, I guess one practical prayer request is praying, because that's a busy year to do it, but it is the right time to do it as well, so that we would manage those things, because that will be a lot going on. That would be good parents. So we have a son, he'll be in his last year of high school next year, and so it's trying to help him phase out and phase into something else, and our daughter coming into teens. So those are some real practical things. Like, I'm quite wary of children and ministry. So I think Jono alluded to that, you know, his daughter celebrating her third birthday and he's not there. So, you know, we're aware of those things. I guess that's me as a wife and a mum, quite practical around that. But yeah, we don't have a building, so we're open air at the moment. Let's go find a nice park. So yeah.
But we have the biggest resource I think we need is the people, and the people we have are just, they're brilliant. We love the Lord. They're older, mature people as well. Two of them seminary graduates, and like, cool, thanks for coming. show us how to do it. So we've got the people. It's just we're deciding where to go now, which suburb, because there's lots of, a couple of hard places where it's kind of condensed, but really Hastings is real pockets everywhere. So we're trying to make a decision between three different options we've come up with, and what's available, and what building is available, and strategic kind of where we're going to plant. That's our decision we're facing at the moment. Big one for me is parenting. My son's kind of, he's at that stage as the world's bright and church is boring, and I think part of that is we're at a European church too, and he's big and brown, bigger than me, he's the only one.
He looks like Jono, just a brown version. In fact, Jono, I think he's bigger than you now, bro. He's a beast. My son.
But parenting's big for me. One reason why I never wanted to be a leader, because I've had so many pastors inputting into me, and I love them for it, but seeing their sons kind of walk off, and that's always been my greatest fear. So parenting. But, I think...
It's the regular things, I guess, as we're hearing through church planting, the struggles, but we've just realised, strengthen our hands for that. We know that's got to come. Here's some other things, Lord, if you could help.
Same as every Christian, it's the disciplines, the switching hats between different roles. Something difficult,
Thank you both for coming up. Handling those questions like bosses, that was awesome. can we pray for you guys and for the plant? How beautiful is the gospel at work in Aotearoa, and through just even dreaming and scheming and having a go at church planting. So good. Let's pray.
We've got a name, by the way. Hiratonga Community Church.
Come on. Hiratonga Community Church.
Name before we've got a building.
That's all right. So we've got a name to write those checks out to, all right, whānau?
We don't have a bank account for it, though.
Cool, let's pray. Oh, gracious God. Thank you that you save, that you work in broken jars of clay to proclaim and to extend an invitation to the table to fellowship with the living God. I thank you for the work that you have already done in Victor and Murray and the kids and just the core team that is coming together. Thank you, Lord, that in your good providence you orchestrated things in which inspiration could happen, vision could happen, a challenge could be laid out through church in hard places. And just thank you for your presence in the life of Hiratonga Community Church already. And Lord, I pray for the Moore family, that during this time of uncertainty or how it's going to fit and work, and the anxiety or the worry that is there considering this church plant, would you be the comforter, Holy Spirit, in ways that maybe the rest of us around them will fumble and fall over our words and our encouragement to them, but can you, through the word, give them peace? We are also praying for a building in particular, and for funding, and for a generous giving from God's people, and for your miraculous provision. We ask that in everything Christ would be glorified. Hiratonga Community Church will be built up, and it would be a beacon of light there in Hastings and to the region and across Aotearoa for the fame and glory of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.